Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Vascon Engineers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I hand the conference over to Dr. Sundararajan, Group CEO, Vascon Engineers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Vascon Engineers for the quarter ended June 30, 2020. Today, joining with me on this call is Mr. Somnath Biswas, our CFO, and our investor relations team, Stellar Investor Relations. I believe you would have gone through the Q1 FY23 financial results and the results presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. Key developments in Q1 FY23. We have been highlighting over the past few quarters that we are focused to improve our debt position, and in continuation to that, we are happy to report that over the past 15 months, we have been able to reduce our debt by 59 crores to rupees 155 crores as on June 30, 2022, as against rupees 214 crore as on March 31, 2021. This, along with improved cash flow generation, has led to net debt of only rupees 48 crores as on June 30, 2022, as against rupees 134 crores as on March 31, 2021. More importantly, a significant part of the debt reduction has been on the high-cost debt, which helps in bringing down our finance costs. During the aforementioned period, the total debt-equity ratio has improved to 0.19 times from 0.30 times. Further, our credit rating profile has also improved. As mentioned in the last con call too, our credit rating for long-term bank facilities has been upgraded from acute BBB minus to acute BBB stable. And for short-term bank facilities, has been upgraded from A3 stable to A3 plus stable. With improving business performance and cash flow generation, we are hopeful of further upgradation in our credit rating going forward. We continue to focus on liquidity management by monetizing the non-core assets. The second key highlight is the improving run rate of the EPC execution. During the quarter, EPC revenue increased 78% on year-on-year basis and 4% on quarter-on-quarter basis to rupees 137 crores. While, of course, on year-on-year basis, it may look high growth-centric due to the base effect of the partial lockdown last year. But when compared on quarter-on-quarter basis too, a growth in EPC execution run rate is quite encouraging, given that typically in construction industry, Q1 of any fiscal year is lower than Q4 due to seasonal effects. We attribute this growth to the rigorous efforts by our team to resolve the challenges that we have been facing in the past. Thirdly, our EPC order book has been robust. As on June 30, 2022, the total order book stands at 1,777 crores, of which external EPC orders are 1,638 crores, and the balance, rupees 139 crores, is from internal orders. Further, almost 76% of the order book is towards government projects, which provides visibility of faster execution and uninterrupted cash flows, helping us improve our execution run rate. With that, we believe we are well placed to clock improved performance in the next couple of years, as our order book forms 4.2 times FY22 EPC revenue, providing strong visibility of EPC revenue growth for the next 2-3 years. The company is witnessing increased demand in real estate EPC segments as we are tying up with realtors based in Pune, Mumbai and Coimbatore. Lastly, on the real estate and GMP business, we are happy to report that there is meaningful progress in both the business segments. During the quarter, we launched new residential project Tulips Phase 3 in Coimbatore, the first Tower 6. And out of the 49 units, which is in Vascon share, 44 units were sold within 1 month of launch. We are planning to launch Tower 7 of the same project in August 22. On the other project, Vascon Spring, we have fully sold the building consisting of an area of 33,387 square feet, out of which 70% is Vascon share. GMP business is also looking turnaround. Company has generated a profit of 1.3 crores in the current quarter. With that, Vascon Engineers embarks to move towards growth trajectory. The company's proficient team and rigorous hard work has begun to show meaningful outcome in the performance. In the recent past, the company faced various headwinds, which have progressively resolved, thus heading towards achieving new heights. Our emphasis towards debt repayment and building a robust order book with reliable client ties. Coming to the industry sector, the rating companies have revised the construction sector outlook to neutral in FY23 from an improving FY22. The stable sector outlook reflects the expectation of a continued uptick in business activities for EPC players. Order inflows have increased significantly in majority of the segments, and tendering activity is gaining momentum owing to the financial assistance by the central government granted back in FY22. Order inflows for FY22 were also aided by resurgence in state government CapEx expenditure on economic activity, which had been limited in FY20 and FY21 due to the downturn in economy and the effects of the pandemic. According to the industry reports, order book visibility is likely to be strong in the medium term, given the overall number of tenders declared increased by over 11% year-on-year in FY22, and that significant central government budget expenditures are expected to continue in FY23. At Vestcon too, the company is witnessing robust ordering activity and continued strong execution across EPC projects. In Q1 FY23, all the projects were operating at optimum levels, enabling faster project execution and resulted in better returns. We believe that the execution will continue to gather momentum going forward. I would like to reiterate that the company is relentlessly focusing towards deleveraging its balance sheet by repayment of high-cost debt. Deleveraging will aid efficient working capital management. We are continuously working towards liquidating the assets to generate additional cash flow. The EPC segment during the quarter witnessed a fast-track execution of the projects. EPC segment's revenue stood at 140.7 crores, including those of internal orders, for Q1 FY23, with an EBITDA at 13.2 crores. The major projects, namely the Maharashtra State Police Housing, PWD Raipur, hospitals at Kaushambi and Bijnor, are running smoothly. With the order book of close to 1777 crores, we envisage that EPC segment will deliver strong performance going forward. We are witnessing orders from segments like Mumbai Police, Raj Bhavan, Vedanta in Barmer, Samyana projects, etc. in our EPC segment. Real estate segment, after various headwinds in the recent past, is gaining momentum. There is a gradual recovery in the demand as economy moves towards normalcy. Our new sales booking in Q1 FY23 stood at around 1,23,716 square feet. For a total sale value of 71 crores. During Q1 FY23, our real estate revenue stood at 7 crores for Q1 FY23 and EBITDA of 1.73 crore. The gross margin came in at 66% while EBITDA margin at 25% in Q1 FY23. Due to the nature of accounting treatment given to revenue and real estate business, as per Ind AS, recording of revenue happens on project completion basis, making it lumpy in nature, whereas administrative and other expenses are recorded as incurred. Due to this timing difference of revenue and expense recognition, in certain quarters where revenue is not booked, the real estate business will show a loss as opposed to those quarters where revenue is booked. Currently, we are executing almost 6 to 7 projects, which is expected to generate a potential revenue of 352 crore on completion basis, which is estimated to be within the next 6 to about 24 months. The projects in near pipeline include residential and commercial projects at Coimbatore, Madurai, Pune, Mumbai with aggregate sales value of 1760 crore, with Vestcon's share being 1304 crores. The GMB business continues to deliver a sustainable performance with revenue of 60.3 crores for Q1 FY23 and a healthy margin, gross margin of 28%. EBITDA stood at 4 crores with a margin of 7% in Q1 FY23. On the overall financial performance, let me start with the standalone numbers. During Q1 FY23, the company reported a total income of 143 crores as against 78 crores in Q1 FY22, a growth of 83% year-on-year. In Q1 FY23, EBITDA stood at 14.53 crores as against a loss of 0.17 crores in the corresponding period last year. EBITDA margin was at 10%. Reported net profit of rupees 10 crores in Q1 FY23 as against a loss of 7.2 crores in Q1 FY22. On a consolidated basis in Q1 FY23, the company reported a total income of 203 crores as against 114 crores in Q1 FY22, a growth of 78%. The EBITDA stood at rupees 18 crores and a margin of 9% as against 2 crores in Q1 FY22, and the net profit at rupees 10.8 crores as against a loss of 7 crores in Q1 FY22. On the strategy, the company is focused towards building a strong order book, enabling the execution to continue at current levels. The EPC business will be the prime focus of the company going forward. However, we are also having emphasis on growing our real estate exposure in chosen markets. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Vinita Kapoor, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know how much real estate sales the company is expecting by the end of FY23.
We had, just give me a second. We made this one yesterday.
Yeah. No.
We will 130 crores. So we will be finishing about four projects which will get their OCs this year. So we will be able to recognize them progressively in Q2, Q3, and Q4. And the total sales will be about 130 crores.
130?
Yes. 130? Yes.
Okay. And can you throw some light on new order in coming quarter in the EPC segment? And are there any L1 orders for the company?
No, as it stands, we are not aware of any order where we have been declared as L1.
Okay.
Normally, I mean, when they open a tender and we are L1 in government sector, then we would receive the LOI immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But we are working on, now as I said, there are quite a few orders that are coming up being posted on the portals of various departments. So we are having a keen eye on it and we are targeting a few. So hopefully, we were waiting for a little bit of BG limit augmentation, but that is also happening parallelly. We are in talks with the banks. You know, it looks very promising that in another 3 months we should have a lot more BG limits than we have today. But even with the current available limits, we are hoping to, you know, take at least a couple of orders in the next quarter or two.
Okay, fine. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shrey Gandhi from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead. Shrey Gandhi, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. We would request you to unmute yourself from your handset and proceed with your question. Due to no response, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Renuka Jadhav, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, what is the interest rate of the Aditya Birla Capital loan? And can you also help me, when the company will be debt-free or by what time the company will fully pay off its high-cost debt?
Aditya Birla interest rate in the range of 12.5%. And if you talk about the date optimization, more or less we are very close to date optimization, some plus minus. If you look at high cost debt, only a minuscule high cost debt of Kotak is left out, which is the tune of 10 crore. Rest all the high cost debt has been extinguished. So current debt pool is significant part is the cash credit limit of SBI and UBI, which is a part of PPC business, and 1-2 projects construction finance, which will in some cases will be extinguished and in some cases new price CA will be raised. So more or less we are very close to optimal where we have the 10-15 crore plus minus will be there, not too much.
Okay. We are not, I mean, when we say debt free, I think we had a target plan over the last 2 years to bring down our high cost debts to Currently, we are a net debt of 48 crores, and for an EPC segment, it is growing. It is expecting to grow, you know, at 30% year-on-year in the next 2-3 years. So there will always be a little bit requirement of CC limits. So that's the only debt we will be living with. That we do not intend to extinguish down to zero or any such thing in the short term. But all other high-cost debts that were bothering us, you know, that were not getting relevant cash flows to service them on time in an easy fashion, all that we have parked, and so now we are very comfortable with our cash flow situation.
Okay. That was helpful. So my second question is on the other income side. Like, I saw there's a drop in the other income. So, like, if you look historically, it has always been in the range, like, in three crores range. So is there any specific reason for that?
How much is it this time?
That is interest on
FD.
Hello?
So there is always, I think there are two aspects to other income. One is a steady interest that we gain on our FDs that are parked with the bank by way of margin money that we have to put up with the bank. That has gone up a little bit because our margin money has only continued to increase a little bit over the last few quarters. But the other aspect of other income is one-off sales which we hold as inventory in our books. So sometimes an old house in a project which has not been sold gets sold, or old real estate asset being held as inventory gets sold, then we get a spike. So I think normally we do get one or two sales. This quarter we have not had any such small apartment or something getting sold.
Okay. So I have another question. Like, what is the status of the non-core assets? Like, any sales happened in the non-core segment during this quarter?
Specifically in this quarter, nothing much. As of now, we've step-by-step extinguished most of our non-core assets. Now we have the big-ticket ones like the office in Caledonia. Then we have Thane land, of course. We have land in Aurangabad, which is not yet sold. And then, of course, GMP, the strategic investment, which at some point we could look at, you know, divesting. But these are the bigger-ticket ones which will take their own time to exit from. But all other ones, low and medium-hanging fruits, we have worked hard on, and including inventory in Windermere project, which was, you know, a year ago was staring at us because the interest was very high over there. All of that we have extinguished over the last 12 to 15 months.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shrey Gandhi from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, sir. So my question was, like, with regards to Thane land, when do you expect the monetization to happen? And the second question would be on the margin outlook. Like, what do you think on the margin outlook? Who will answer?
On the Thane land, there is no, you know, answer that I would be able to provide as to when we will see monetization happening. It's still a little bit ahead of us. But day by day, what is indeed happening is the boundary of the city is stretching. Thane land has come into developable zone, and the prices are only going up. The development is only, you know, expanding. So at an appropriate time down the road, you know, we need, if we want to do it today, we need a lot of capital, which we do not have, and we are not focusing on raising that kind of capital on our balance sheet to solve the Thane puzzle. So we'll wait for a while, and we'll find a partner who will then, you know, come in, and we'll solve this together. So it is a gold mine. It is only gaining in value as we sit on it. When we will be able to monetize it, I do not really have an answer. Definitely not in the next couple of years. Having said that, there is also a corridor that is being proposed by the government, a highway or something that is going to be constructed, which does cover a good portion of our Thane land. About 20-25% of our Thane land comes under that corridor that is being proposed. It is not yet officially declared by the government, but the preliminary plans show that. And if that acquisition does happen from the government side, then a portion of Thane would, you know, have to be liquidated at by sale to the government. And the rates are normally good. They are, you know, if that does happen, that will also be good for us. And to do with expected margin, I think the EPC division is sort of stabilizing at about, you know, it used to be about 17-18% profit. now still there's a tendency down to about 15%. We hope this remains. We should be in line to remain at, you know, 14-15% level. This year we do have a little bit of effect of the steel and, you know, all escalations that have happened in the last 6-8 months. So while some of them are covered, most of them are covered for us, some are not. So those aspects have also brought down the gross profits a little bit. But I think going forward, we hope to stabilize EPC gross profits in this range of 14-15%. Real estate will be spike quarter on quarter. It's very difficult to put a number to it, but when on a general basis, real estate margin, the gross profit margins would be above 20%.
Okay, cool. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Milan Shah from Urmil Research Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. First of all, congratulations for good set of number. I want to understand the employee benefits expense is increasing every quarter. Is it retrenchment of employees or it is efficiency of productivity?
So there is a combination of both. On our employee costs, a little bit last year, we did have certain decisions that we did take to bring down our overheads a little bit. But also there is an effect of the ESOP that gets loaded quarter on quarter. So in the initial quarters when we had an ESOP scheme that was declared last year, so that the way it hits your balance sheet as cost is a bit lopsided. In the initial quarters, there is a higher loading that comes to our P&L, and as the days pass by, every quarter on quarter the loading decreases. So that is also a reason why the employee cost looks lower.
Okay, so it may be also going to increase in next time when we are going to allot ESOP, right?
No, so ESOPs for the next 4 years, so what has happened is we have already taken an approval from AGM and board and allotted ESOPs to all staff all the way up to 2026. So
okay,
in the
so
next
up to 2026 is not going
yeah,
to
yeah up to 2026 we will not be coming up we do not expect to be coming up with any new ESOP schemes. There's
okay.
No such plan in the short term, so new ESOP costs won't be hitting our balance sheet for at least 3-4 years. What is there existing will continue.
Okay, then this is the excellent move by the company for productivity,
right.
And we should be stuck for growth.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I joined a bit late, but just want, so if there are any repeat questions, just apologies for that. Want to know what is the percentage of sales in terms of self-development and developing for others, as in contractual development?
So in contracting, I think it will not even be, you know, 5-7, less than 10% accrues currently from our self-development projects. More than 90% is from third party.
And going ahead, it's going to be this way only? We are going to develop
our
own projects?
I hope not. I'll tell you, I mean, honestly speaking, my best client is obviously our own real estate division. As an EPC player, our preferred client, our best client is obviously our own real estate division, where we do not have to worry about collections. We do not have to worry about risk of payments. We do not have to have man-to-man marking monthly basis to, you know, satisfy client requirements on various, so our overheads come down. We can focus on engineering. We can focus on quality delivery. So I would be very happy as an EPC player if this percentage comes below 90 to 80 and 75. But for that, the real estate division should see opportunity and should be able to launch and sell enough projects to bring us there. Real estate division is also working very hard now to, you know, sign up new projects in both Pune and possibly in Bangalore. Two places where we established brand name. So as we go along, if there is, I hope that this percentage can come down to at least 80-20 over the next year or so.
So 20% sure would be our own development, right?
I hope so, yeah. It would be a nice percentage to target over the next year or so. Which would mean, again, see, that we are putting extra pressure on the real estate side, because if we see from third party will continue to grow. There is no intention to not take projects from third party. As we take more projects from third party, you know, the growth of our own development would have to be even higher than that, so that this ratio comes down to 80-20.
And because of the prices, the price increase in steel and cement, is there any pressure on our gross margins or doesn't matter?
There is, as I said, I mean, I would be wrong to say that, you know, nothing matters, because although good in most of our contracts, a good amount of these escalations are passed through to the client, and that is a saving grace, but still everything has gone up and everything is not a pass-through. So if diesel goes up, what happens is, you know, transportation of small things to site, small things that we purchase, including up to sand and metal in some contracts, are not covered. So there's a price increase in every aspect, not only steel and cement. And so it is definitely affecting our margins in a small way. That's why I said our gross profit, which used to be at 17-18%, now looking at, you know, 14-15% level, percentage though, is definitely being seen as an effect of these escalations.
Okay, so going ahead, what is the margin estimate you can give us?
So I would like to stick to 14-15%. I mean, we do try to target projects where on a design and build basis we can make higher gross profits. But as we are looking for growth, we cannot continue to remain extremely sparing when it comes to take projects. So far we've been very choosy. We've done up a lot of projects where we feel the margin is 1 or 2% basis points lower than what we want. But if we want to now do an order booking and grow from, you know, these levels of EPC to 30-35% year on year, then we might not have the luxury of being choosy. So might have to take up on an average, bring down our gross profit levels by a percentage or two. So that 17-18 coming down to 15, as I said, we were operating at 17-18% level. This has come down to about 15% currently because of escalations. But going forward, we will, you know, expect to make in the same region of 14-15% gross profit. This is because we, as we want to grow, we will not have the luxury of being choosy on to that level on the profit that we expect from projects. So if you want to compete and grab a few more projects, we might have to take them at 1 or 2 basis points lower in terms of margins. So 14-15% is kind of a prediction we would make and hope to stick to.
And what is the status of payment from customers? Are the builders, are these real estate players paying properly right now? No longer the situation which used to be happening in two, three years back? Are things better?
So we have 80% of our exposure to government sector. We have only 1 or 2 projects going on in the private sector, and that to 2 clients whom we know, respected clients. So to answer your question, yes, we are not facing that kind of problem in the last few quarters. But whether in general real estate sector has revived at the same time, it's tough for us to say. But I do think there is an improvement because of RERA coming in and because of answerability and escrow accounts, which RERA mandates. And some financial tie-ups happen with financial partners, so automatically discipline comes in on real estate side where they do open escrow accounts. So I think it is improving, and we are hoping to increase our exposure to private sector also going forward.
Okay. And just the last question. I heard somebody talking about a Thane land. Is there, and you said that it's a gold mine which we are setting on. Is there, can you quantify as of now what is the size or what is the price, which what is the value of the land, and is there any other gold mine which you are sitting on?
See, we are sitting on GMP, which is also a gold mine. You know, GMP has now started doing, is going to do more than 200 crores this year. They will give decent gross profit EBITDAs this year, and if that continues for a year or two, which it will, then we will be able to plot you know, price time, earning times, multiple, and accordingly look for a decent valuation. And so that is also a gold mine we are sitting on. But Thane land, the reason I call it a gold mine is because even as it stands, we are having, in that company there's about 150 acres of land. 45% of that company belongs to Vascon. So you can say about 70 acres of land belongs to Vascon. It is not contiguous and it is not entirely saleable at that price today. But the ready reckoner value or the going rate in Thane around our parcel is already upwards of 4 to 5 crores an acre. So even by doing nothing, and this is being held in our books that, you know, 50, 60 crores kind of valuations, whereas this is already just at market value of sale, this is worth more than 350 crores. And if you look at the kind of FSI that is committed there and the buildability that is possible in that location because it's next to a main road, it's crazy. So those Excel sheet numbers look extremely crazy. I wouldn't want to quote them here and, you know.
Right. I understand. This is good. This is good enough to build our confidence. Just for, one more question about a GMP. That land, for how many years can we project the sales? As in, what is the project life cycle?
The project life cycle, in GMP is not more than 6 months to 8 months generally. They have currently, they are sitting on about 250 crore of order backlog. So, which is very healthy from their perspective because they do extinguish it very fast.
So, in that kind of sales will be seen in the next two quarters. That is what you are trying to
say. You're already seeing it. See, this quarter they have done 60 crores of sales. So, even if that goes times four, you're looking at 240, 250 crore of top line from GMP this year. You know, I'm just linearly projecting. It might even do better.
Okay. And what will be the reasonable expectation of margins over there?
So the we're still looking at single digit PBTs, maybe 7-8% is what we are looking at over this year and next year. And then if some operational efficiencies of scale catch up, then hopefully that will reach towards 10.
Okay. And you know, on a bad data side, is there any payments which have been received or is there any fresh new addition?
No, there is no such new addition. Payment is also not received in this current quarter, but we keep on pursuing and we're expecting something to happen in the next quarter.
Okay. And what is the payment cycle from the government? As since we work basically with the government only in the EPC, what is the payment cycle?
They are paying us every month. So we raise a bill every month and we do receive payments every month.
Oh, that's really fast for government.
Most of these departments are paying, you know, after we raise a bill, not more than 40-45 days, we do receive the payments. So far.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. And you're able to pass on all the increase in raw material costs, especially steel and cement and everything, you're easily able to pass it on.
So in most of the projects, steel, cement and tiles and, you know, the waste-rated items. So bulk 90% of our escalation costs are passed on. In a couple of projects, we do have a clause in the contract which doesn't help us pass on in entirety these costs. But we are in talks and negotiations with the government because in both these projects, what has happened is that is Goa Airport as well as in Bangalore, there were delays from the government side in terms of obtaining their environmental certificate or tree cutting permission. And then the project got delayed by more than a year. And when the project started, COVID happened. And post-COVID, we are seeing this escalation. So these projects, we technically should have been out of it had the government given us the clearances on time. So there is a very strong case for us to, you know, put it back to them that these delays have been initiated from your side. And currently, we are facing the wrath of the escalated prices. So they are amenable to listening to these arguments. You know, they have a committee which is listening. Some places, they are giving us benefits. And otherwise, all said and done, I mean, if it doesn't work out through negotiations, then we'll be doing it through arbitrations. But our aim is to recover any, you know, more than the escalations that we are facing on these couple of projects. But in all other projects, 90% is covered, and, you know, the small 8-10% which is not covered, we are facing that on our, you know, reduction in cost.
Okay, and just one more question about the Thane land. Who is the 55% landowner, if you can mention his name?
So there are a couple of HNIs. I don't think I want to mention the name.
Not the HNIs. Names. I just want to know if there was a single entity.
So the company, there's a single entity that holds the entire 150 acres, and the shares of the company are held in 45, 10, 45. So 45 is another HNI from Mumbai, 10 is another HNI, and 45 is with Bascom.
Oh, so fine. So there are not too many players. Okay.
No.
Great. Thanks a lot, sir. It really builds a lot of confidence in the company. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Shrey Gandhi from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead. Shrey Gandhi, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you now, but your voice is breaking up. So your voice is breaking. We cannot hear you clearly. Can you please move to a better reception area? No, sir, we cannot hear you clearly at all. I would request you to please check your phone line and rejoin the queue. In the meanwhile, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Vinita Kapoor, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Follow-up question. Since all the segments are doing well, any EPC guidance can you give us on the EPC segment? And how is the real estate panning out to be?
So the year, we are looking, see, EPC has done 137 crores in the first quarter. So we had set ourselves a target of 600 crores. I think we are very much in line to achieve that. I think only a COVID phase 4, if at all, can pull us back. Otherwise, everything looks promising. Q2 will always be lesser than Q1, or, Q2 is the worst quarter because of rains. We are already seeing that. There were 15 days continuous rains in July, and Bombay could not do the projects or do the targets for the month. But that is known and expected. But Q3 and Q4 are our best quarters. So I would still project that, achieving 600 as we projected for the year looks well on track for EPC. Real estate, we just said we will get about 3-4 projects will be getting their OCs this year. And those sales will total up to about 130 crores. And so unless we have one-off sales other than this, otherwise we should stabilize at about 130 crores from real estate for here.
And they all are in Pune and, overall, Pune is these OCs for?
Four
projects which you mentioned.
One is in Coimbatore and three are in Pune.
Okay. And what is the overall guidance for this year and next year?
So as I said, on a consolidated basis, if you add up, the EPC 600 plus 130 from real estate, that takes you to 750, plus GMP is looking to do around, 200-250. We have a minimal target that we touch the four-figure mark. Hopefully we will, or we might just land up a bit short. Hopefully we will. And on the profit side, as I said, the percentage is gross profit, of course, it will translate to about single-digit, PBTs at the end of the day. Because if real estate does much more than 130 crores, or we have one-off sales coming from there, then we could look at higher PBTs. But otherwise, the PBT would be single-digit, 6-8% is what we might end up with.
Okay, that's great. One last question. What is the interest rate of Aditya Birla Capital loan? And if you can just help me, when the company will be debt-free? By what time the company will be able to pay off its high cost debt?
So the Aditya Birla loan is at 12.5%. It's also a short-term project-related loan. So as the project gets executed, this will get extinguished in the next 18 months or so. The only high cost debt that remains is the last amount of the Kotak debt that we have taken for our Windermere project. The Kotak debt was 110 crores. We have brought it down all the way to only 10 crores as it stands. And this 10 crores, we're waiting for one sale to happen in Windermere, which is verbally tied. That will be extinguished in the next couple of months. If that doesn't happen, then we will extinguish it from other sources. So this way or that way, in the next quarter or two, this 10 crore will disappear. That is the only high cost debt that remains with us. The third debt, which we do not intend to extinguish, is a little bit of CC limit that we have with SBI. You would appreciate that EPC is growing in a significant way. We did only 300 crores the year before. Then we have done 400 crores last year, and we are looking to 600 crores this year. and hopefully carry on for a year or two more, at least with the same percentage of year-on-year growth. So at these levels, about a 50-60 crore of CC from a bank is not service, and it is in a way needed to you know, keep pushing the business. So we do not intend to extinguish, and that's a low-cost debt, that's only 9% or so. So we do not intend to extinguish that last piece of debt that would remain with us.
Okay. That was very helpful. Thanks. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shrey Gandhi from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question again. Just wanted to have an outlook on the Goa land, like when it will get monetized, the Goa land, and with regards to the real estate, I wanted to know when is the handover to the real estate, and if you can give some guidance on the overall margin going ahead, like segment wise you have already given, overall consolidated margin, how it will be. Thank you. That's it.
So we do not have any land in Goa. We had a hotel in Goa, which we already sold a couple of quarters ago. So as of now, we do not hold any asset in Goa that is up for liquidation. We are only executing as an EPC player the Goa airport project. Other than that, we do not have anything in Goa. Your second question was real estate, sorry?
Handover is the real estate. When will be the handover within the real estate?
Handover of what exactly?
Real estate project.
So we have, that is an ongoing process. We have Vinamaya, which is 98% completed. So that is almost handed over. We've got OCs for both the buildings in that project. Then we have a project going on in Talegaon Katvi, which the phase one we expect to get the OC and handover in this financial year. We have a project going on in Kharadi Forest Edge, which again the phase one is handed over to people. It's currently in the process of handing over the last stage of handover to customers. We've already got the OC and recognized that last year. This year, the phase two, the second building, we are expecting to get the OC and start the handover process in the fourth quarter, third quarter and fourth quarter. And one project in Coimbatore, which we have sold fully and we intend to hand over in the fourth quarter of this year. Other than these will be new projects which we will be launching. Coimbatore, we've just launched a residential project. As we said, we've sold a good percentage in the first building. This handover will now happen, you know, 2.5 years from now.
Oh, and some view on overall consolidated margins going ahead.
So if everything goes to plan, as I said, GMP will also stabilize at, you know, high single digit 7-9% kind of margins. Our EPC also stabilize at closer to 10% of PBT, and the real estate will, you know, give a little bit higher. So on an average, because the weightage of real estate in our total top line even for this year is going to be only 10-15%. So I think on an average, we will still put our head out and say we will be in the high single digit as a consolidated PBT.
Okay, so higher single digit, 10%.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Dr. Sundararajan for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for the participation and interest. I missed pointing out that I'm sure you would have observed, but for the first time we have 10 crores of profit in this quarter, which is entirely completely operational, no one-off. In fact, even the other income did not even get 1 or 2 crores from sales of old inventory. So we are back on track to getting operational profits, and this will only continue to improve going forward. Thanks for your interest, and I'll see you all again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Ascon Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.